The news that the Senate's longest-serving Republican will not be returning to office next year sunk in today in Washington. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Ted Stevens' office in the Senate's Hart Building brims with 40 years of Alaskan and congressional history and usually buzzes with activity. In pictures lining the walls, Stevens is shown with his arm around constituents and fishing with family. Awards hang next to Alaskan art, like a willow root basket given to him in appreciation from a regional Native corporation. All of that will soon be packed away into boxes. On Tuesday morning, the office had an air of sadness. Senator Stevens spent most of the day there, periodically accepting visits from friends and colleagues. He didn't talk to reporters and breezed past TV crews waiting outside or avoided them using a secondary exit. The last few weeks have been a roller coaster of highs and lows for Stevens' loyal staff. The stress of watching the campaign season tick away as Stevens sat in Washington on trial, the low of his felony conviction, and then the high of his hero's welcome back in Alaska. The thrill of election night when the votes were in his favor melted away into the edge of the seat weight of the last few days as ballots were counted. And now, finally, this fight is over. The office of Senator Lisa Murkowski was also subdued Tuesday as the loss of her colleague sunk in.
Well, I don't think we can start the conversation without acknowledging and recognizing the contribution of Ted Stevens for the past four decades in the United States Senate. He leaves an incredible footprint. He has done an incredible job for the state of Alaska. And as we move forward, it will be different.
Murkowski says Stevens' seniority and ability were able to drive much of Alaska's agenda. Now, after just 6 years in office, she will be Alaska's senior senator.
My partner for all these years is no longer going to be here in the Senate. That certainly puts a different cast on what we're doing. I think the expectation is our workload is going to increase, and happy to take that on. But it is going to be a change for us, so we're getting geared up.
The third leg of Alaska's delegation, Congressman Don Young, says Stevens' legacy is spread all over the state in aviation, telemedicine, the Denali Commission, fishing policy, and the strength of military bases.
I'm going to miss the senator. He'll be around, and I talked to him, and he says he has no rearview mirrors. He's going to go ahead, and I'm very proud of it.
Young says regardless of how the last few months have gone, Alaskans will remember Stevens' 40 years of service.
I think it's a sad day when in fact, he was indicted and convicted on issues that I don't think are relative to the job he's done. And he, very frankly, will probably win the appeal. But in the meantime, he's lost the job as being the senator for all of Alaska.
Now comes the challenge of welcoming a brand new senator, and a Democrat, no less, the first to represent Alaska in nearly 30 years. Congressman Young says Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich has big shoes to fill.
We look forward to working with the new senator. Mark is going to try to do the job that the senator's done. He's going to have a difficult time. But, you know, in time, he'll probably, you know, get to the point where he can do the same thing.
Young seems willing to put aside party differences to an extent.
We'll be able to work together. I'm confident of that. And if he continues to do it and is not led astray by the liberal element of the Senate, he'll do good.
Senator Murkowski says it will be different not having the Republican team that's been in place for decades. But she's looking at the benefits of working across party lines.
We may be able to, I'm hopeful that we will be able to complement on those issues that are Alaskan priorities. Me working it on my side of the aisle, Mark working it on his side of the aisle, and see accomplishments for Alaska.
Murkowski says she and Begich won't agree on all the issues, but she's confident they can work together. She called the senator-elect this morning to congratulate him.
I have had the opportunity to work with Mark for years now as he has been serving as the mayor of our largest city in the state. And from a legislative perspective, in terms of initiatives that we have been working on, Mark and I have a very good relationship.
Murkowski and Begich started talking on Tuesday about what committees Begich will shoot to get on. Both agreed they'll try to complement each other's committee assignments, an early sign of working together. As Begich's star rises, Capitol Hill will start saying goodbye to Senator Stevens. He attended a reception for retiring senators Tuesday night with his wife. On his way in, he wouldn't stop to talk about his lost election race. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.